And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Tech. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senor Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And if you're going to work, if you're going to the beach, if you're going to the park, you're going to walk your dog, whatever the circumstances are, and you want to get you a little Spano and Black, there's all kinds of ways and all kinds of devices that you can do it. If you're heading to work, well, you know, you're in your car, you could check us out the normal way, and that's okay too. But if you're at work, you're sitting at your desk, yep, you can go to our homepage, click the Listen Live button. There we are. If you're traveling around, like I said, you're walking a dog, whatever the circumstances are, got your device, got your Apple Watch, got your Android. That's all good, too. Guess what? Boop. Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. Go right to the Listen Live. We're there. If you have a particular interview, maybe you missed something yesterday, you want to know what we were talking about here on the show, guess what? You can find that, too. Everything is archived. It's a beautiful world. And, yeah, you know, that's all about. It's about radio on the go. Everything is changing. Everything is fluid in the world of media. And we are bringing it to you here, not only on the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. And, you know, your laptop, your tablet, whatever the circumstances are, you can grab it, you can get it, you can go. And that's what it's all about, radio on the go. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. And for the guys and gals who are overseas and protecting our shores, protecting us. And let me tell you, I got friends who have people in the service. And it's a lonely world out there. They're far away from home. They don't get that taste of home like they used to get. Mom's cooking and all that kind of good stuff. Well, if this warms your heart a little bit and you're listening somewhere overseas, guess what? We're happy and we're proud to be a part of it. When we come back, we're going to set the table for this edition of The Attack, and I'll give you a hint. It involves a little white ball that you throw and people try to hit. That next here on The Attack.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nothing is in this league is easy. There's no shortcuts. I've never lived in this community. I'm super excited, man. I'm pumped to get started.
A lot of players around Major League Baseball saying that they're pumped to get started with their new baseball teams. Bob Black bringing you back to the Attack. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And as we set it up here for this edition, this Tuesday edition, we're going to be joined in hour two by Bob Nightingale. He is the best baseball writer in the country, and he writes for USA Today. And we're going to break down some of the winners and losers. We won't get to every deal made, obviously, just because of the fact that there were 38 of them made, the most in the last 20 years. In the major leagues, and just exciting times at the deadline. I mean, there were just so much movement, and to show you how upside down the world of baseball is right now and how it has become, you know, perennial sellers like the Cubs and like the Indians were the buyers, and the teams that were making the moves and trying to shift winds of fortune in their direction, and the sellers were traditional teams like the Cincinnati Reds and, oh, by the way, the New York Yankees, who, you know, they can say all they want. They didn't throw the towel in, and really they haven't. But they got rid of a lot of pieces, tried to restock their farm system on the fly. In the battle of wills, Brian Cashman won the battle. He got his philosophy to win, at least in the short term. And he will get the time to hopefully see the fruit of his labor come to fruition. And if that's the case, he's built the foundation for the Yankees to be a very good team for a long time to come. And, you know, we talked about it quite a bit yesterday and in the course of the end of the last week leading up to the deadline, is the fact that the Yankees, unique to all teams in baseball, with the exception of the Red Sox and the Dodgers, have the ability to turn things around as quickly as any franchise is capable of doing. The reason being, if they can rebuild their farm system, which they appear to have done through the moves that they have made, they will, in the long term, gotten younger, gotten faster, restocked their pitching. They now have, I think it's 14 of the top 100 prospects in Major League Baseball, in minor league baseball, excuse me. And with their ability to spend money on top of that and go after premier free agents and not hesitate about opening up the checkbook, they can turn this around and they can be contending, maybe not next year, although I think they'll probably be pretty good, but by the following year, they'll have most of the pieces in place to be an elite baseball team again and to move from there. And when you look at what they brought in, it was a balance of position player prospects and pitching prospects. You know, again, they're all suspects until they prove otherwise. But with the core of young talent that they were able to bring in, they didn't get the huge haul. They got a decent haul from the Cubs. They got a very good player from Texas in exchange for Carlos Beltran, and we'll get to that in a little while. They got the huge haul on Andrew Miller. And with that group and the core that they already have, and again, Gary Sanchez will be catching in the not-too-distant future. Bird will be back at first base, barring setbacks with his shoulder injury. Judge, they're going to find out about it. You know, he hasn't done it on the major league level, but the guy's huge and can hit with pop. Gregorius, Starlin Castro, Ellsbury up the middle. They're stuck with that contract for a while. And then the rest of it will play itself out. And they're going to be guys on the market within the next couple of years that they're going to be going after. And I'll tell you right now, I would almost put it in writing that Bryce Harper will be a Yankee at some point. And with that left-handed bat in that baseball park, he's going to hit 40 home runs. So, you know, again, it's a tough pill for Yankee fans to swallow right now. But believe me when I tell you, you're going to be smiling in Yankee Stadium for a long time to come. Now, they're already smiling in Chicago, and with good reason. You know, the Chicago Cubs, who, you know, the lovable losers, the Cubs of Wrigley Field, that's no longer. And it's funny, when the time comes, and it's going to be, you know, years yet, in theory. But when Theo Epstein and Joe Maddon step aside in Chicago, whoever ends up succeeding them, the good old days of Chicago baseball are long gone. There will be no lovable losers anymore. There will be no acceptance of mediocrity anymore. The Cubs are in it to win it. And the moves that they made at the deadline were all first rate. They needed to go after bullpen pieces. You saw what was happening. And when they slumped out, it was usually because the bullpen was giving away games at the back end. So, bam, Aroldis Chapman, Joe Smith, Mike Montgomery. And they get them. You know, and there's no hesitancy. There's no getting around the fact that, yeah, they have money, and that's all well and good, but they've had money for a long time. They just didn't get the right guys, and the organization wasn't run properly. And when you think about that, you think about that Cub history and how they went about doing business. It's funny. They've had their share of talented teams. They've had their share of really bad teams as well. But they have had their share of talented teams over the years. And, you know, back in 69, they blew it to the Mets. And, you know, we're all aware of the Bartman incident and all that when they really had an opportunity to go to the World Series. But it was more the way the organization was run. And there was always an excuse. There was always a reason. It was always, well, you know, we play all our games during the day. So they tried to remedy that, and they got blowback from the fans, and they didn't do it for a long time. Then they finally end up putting the lights in. And it was, oh, good, okay, we got the lights. We're playing some night games. Well, now it's the facility. It's old Wrigley Field. You know, the players don't have the modern stuff that they have in the other kind of ballparks, the new modern parks and all that kind of good stuff. So they remedy that, and they redo the inside of the facility. And I mean, I remember years ago, but I think it was 2005, I went to Wrigley. And Joe and I were standing behind home plate before their home opener. And we had wandered the stadium. And, I mean, it was run down. It was in bad shape. they were not willing to spend money on the kind of things, the creature comforts that the fans need. Well, they've remedied a lot of that. I mean, you know, look, there's still obstructed views and things along those lines, but it's a lot more fan-friendly than it was. They've made the other adjustments. They put in the modern scoreboard. They put in additional seating. Their capacity in Wrigley now is the same as some of the smaller ballparks, the cozier ballparks in Major League Baseball. It's in that 40,000 range now. They've adjusted in a lot of ways. More importantly, they've adjusted to what they do on the field and behind the scenes, and we'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Tag. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
No question about it. And if you can and you got it, even though it's 8:26 in the morning here in New York, go ahead, do it. Jack Daniels is a beautiful thing. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we're talking Major League trade deadline deals, the most in 20 years. And the Cubs making their move in many ways, and now the favorite to come out of the National League. And they were certainly among the favorites, and many people saw them as the best team. But in reality, with the deadline moves that they made, shoring up the bullpen and being able to do what they do, it's a whole different philosophy in Chicago. And, you know, if you're sitting there and you're a Cub fan, it's a beautiful aspect in that, look, you've got guys who were perpetual losers. And I don't mean in the case of they went in there with a losing attitude, or they went in there and they expected to lose, or whatever the circumstances are. But, you know, when you haven't won in 100+ years, don't kid yourself. You're well aware of that when you walk through the clubhouse doors. Big difference between that and looking at championship trophies, World Series trophies, when you walk into a Yankee clubhouse. And it's a culture. And I love talking about culture in a lot of ways. That's very difficult to turn around. And it starts at the top. If you're not geared at the very top to succeed, then it trickles down into the rest of the organization. And, you know, it's funny. I always get the kick out of any major league franchise. And I don't mean just baseball. I mean major league, professional league franchise that doesn't succeed for extended periods of time. Now, sometimes it's bad luck, and I get all that, but usually you make your own luck. And if you're an organization and you've tasted some success, or you've been on the cusp a few times, when you have those organizational meetings at the end of the year, everybody goes through the same thing. Why didn't it happen this year? Why didn't we get to the top of the mountain? Where did we miss? What was it? Managerial? Was it somewhere in the front office? Was it a certain personnel decision that we made that didn't pan out? Or was it the actual fault of the player who didn't fit in like we thought they were going to fit in? And, you know, when you're talking, and for those of you who are expecting, you know, complete trade deadline recap, we'll get to all of that, you know. Statistics are boring. I'd rather talk about big picture. It's like any other business. It's like any other organizational aspect. It's like anything that you go into with eyes wide open. And if you're starting a mom and pop business, or you're running a $1 billion corporation, or you're running a major league franchise, everything starts at the top, because the big guy writes the checks, or big girl writes the checks. How the money is spent, how things are organized, that all falls on the shoulders of the executives from there in. And with teams like the Cubs and like the Indians, you had succession of mediocrity. And to me, it pointed towards a bigger picture of just things not being done properly. And like I said, I always get a kick out of billion-dollar businesses that own these franchises not able to get out of their own way when it comes to running a sports franchise. How bad the judgment is in choosing the executives that run it, how bad the judgment of the executives are in choosing who's going to be the managers and the coaches, and what training regimen they're going to use, and how there will be consistency or lack thereof throughout the organization. You know, one of the great things, and the Dodgers and the Cardinals were always great organizations to point at, was they did things the Dodger way. They did things the Cardinal way. The Yankees, too. They do things the Yankee way. Whether it's replicas of the locker rooms, you know, with the little outline of Yankee Stadium in the locker rooms, and various different ways they go about doing their business. You know, these organizations, there's a consistency throughout them where the coach on the A level is doing the same thing as the coach on the double A level, and the coach on the triple A level who's doing the same thing as the coach on the major league level. They take the approach. And that's how good organizations win. Because when these players make their way up to the major leagues, they know exactly what to expect. They're not walking into a foreign environment other than being on the major leagues, where things aren't being done the way that they're used to things being done. And it's so important. The continuity is so important. And that's the aspect of success in professional sports. Joe and I talk about it all the time. You know, if you're changing coaches every other week, if your GM is never on a safe seat, if you keep repeating the same mistakes as far as your choices of personnel, and you know how you go about doing your business on a day-in, day-out basis, you don't succeed. And these organizations, the Cubs, the Indians, there's a bunch of other ones, but, you know, just focusing on them to a certain point. They did business the wrong way for a long period of time. And now with Antonelli and Epstein and guys like this in place with the various organizations, they're doing business the right way. And look, they, you know, these teams haven't won anything yet, but they're trying to do it by doing it the Cub way. There is a way of being a Cub now. There is a way of being an Indian. The Indian organization and Terry Francona in particular, they've brought stability to that organization. They're going about it the right way. When those players walk through the locker room doors, they know what to expect, how to do it. And they also know the consequences of what's going to happen if they don't do it. And that's always the fun aspect of it is, you know, look, there's ego involved. Players are ego driven. We get that. Always part of the deal. But in reality, if you walk into that clubhouse and you're not doing things the proper way, eventually you will be gone. You know, they might be stuck with an albatross contract for a little bit where they've made a bad decision, but eventually you'll be gone. And will you have your money? Yeah, you'll have your money. You won't necessarily win anything through your entire career, but you'll have your money. And that's good. Some players are very satisfied with that. And I get that. But most of these players are driven to win. And once they get the taste of winning, they're driven to win again. And look, they again, the Cubs haven't won anything yet. Indians haven't won anything yet. But they're on the cusp of doing it. And they're hoping that they will. You know, you think about the Chicago Cub fan right now. Man, you talk about being able to quietly think that things are going to go the correct way. Now, look, you know, you're a Cub fan. You always know that things could fall apart in a given moment. Lightning will strike the scoreboard or whatever the circumstances are. But, you know, in reality, you can't ask for a better formula right now than the way the Cubs are set up. And if you're looking at it from the perspective of, are we built for now and are we built for the future? Yeah, you are. You're built for both. You make the deadline moves. You get yourself into the mix as far as need being addressed. They did everything they could possibly do to meet the need. They shored up the bullpen. Couple of role players. You know, do they have enough bats? Well, I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, they sure would have liked to have had Kyle Schwarber in there, but, you know, the reality is what it is. He ain't there. Between Rizzo and Bryant and the other players on that team, there should be enough offense to get it done. But more importantly, if they do have that lead now, they're going to have the ability to protect said lead. And, you know, really, that's what it comes down to. That's all you can ask. The starting pitching is first rate. The bridge now is first rate. You've got the best manager in baseball in Joe Maddon. He's never overmatched. Rarely makes a mistake. As a matter of fact, when he does make a mistake, we usually point it out because they're so rare you never even talk about it as being part of the reality. But with all that being said, you still got to do it on the field, and you still have to win. And it you know, it's funny. I mean, you look at it from the perspective, again, the lovable loser Cubs. Anything short of a championship this year is a real disappointment. Now, they've got a little bit of tough sledding to go through. Washington will be formidable. The wild cards, if it's the Mets or the Marlins, and, you know, Cardinals are certainly there as well. These are formidable teams that if they win that wild card game and then get in to a longer series, they could certainly make your life miserable because they have good pitching. You saw what the Mets did to the Cubs last year. But with all that being said and all the moves that were made, smiling times at Wrigley Field. I'm going to pick it up with some more baseball on the other side. We'll start to get into the minutiae of the trades. Like I said, more trades in Major League Baseball at the deadline than in the last 20 years. There's a lot to break down. I'm Bob Black. We'll be right back with The Attack.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
God, Robert, you barely made it back, man. Glad. You must have to stretch far to fire that button. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is. Talking Major League Baseball deadline, hour two will be joined by Bob Nightingale, literally 1 hour from now. So, you know, when you start to look at the winners and the losers, and what happened in the Major League Baseball trade deadline, non-waiver trade deadline. There will still be more moves going forward. But, you know, again, Cubs are winners. They just are. Cleveland are winners as well. They did exactly what they needed to do. They got arguably the best move in the entire major leagues in Andrew Miller, because it did exactly what they needed to do. They got a versatile guy who is right now maybe the best relief pitcher in baseball. And, you know, look, it's one of those scenarios where it's only a winning move if it pays off with a championship. Is Cleveland going to win the championship? I don't know. They could have used another bat. They're hoping that Brantley comes back and provides that bat. But they did everything they could do. Their starting pitching is rock solid. The rest of their lineup is rock solid. Terry Francona is a hell of a good manager. And for a team that has limited resources, they made the moves that they needed to make in order to get things done. You know, and you forget, there's an organization that you talk about being put behind the eight ball. And again, I talk about players that are used to winning, that want to win, and walk into the clubhouse and do the right thing. You know, don't forget Marlon Byrd getting suspended and more than likely being done with baseball now. It's, you know, there's that would have been the bat. Would have been having a different conversation altogether. You know, I mean, it and I don't want to say selfish. He's trying to stay in Major League Baseball and get that one last good payday, which, you know, he was getting up until that point. But a guy who had been suspended before and now, and he's costing his team. It's costing his team. But, you know, I talked about the Yankees and they're winning by rebuilding. And when you look at the haul that they got, and you look at Gleyber Torres, and he struggled in the few days and a few games that he's played. I, you know, sometimes that change of venue and, you know, he's a kid and you got to up and pack the bags and find a new place to live and all the other stuff that goes along with it. But you look at what they were able to get, and you look at Gleyber Torres, and you look at Clint Frazier, who the Yankees absolutely love. You know, Justice Sheffield, the lefty. Carlos Beltran goes to the Rangers. He didn't get a haul for him, but he got the fifth overall pick of 2015, Dylan Tate. He's one of the top 40 prospects in baseball. And the various other guys, like I told you, the Andrew Miller group, the two additional players that were involved in that trade, I think can contribute on the major league level at some point and well, as well. You know, and then the guys they do have in the farm system, Jorge Mateo and, Aaron, you know, again, Aaron Judge, they're going to have to find out about him. But this gives them a little more luxury to not hang on to Aaron Judge if that ends up being the case that he can't handle major league pitching. Gary Sanchez, Blake Rutherford. All of a sudden, that farm system's deep, and these guys are going to be coming on. They won. Texas Rangers won. They got the bats that they need. You know, you talk about they have a good pitching staff there, but they pick up maybe the best catcher that way, the best player that was available at the deadline, best overall player, and Jonathan Lucroy. And I mean, he's superb defensively, calls a great game, and he can rake. And they got him until 2017. They lose Prince Fielder, wasn't producing anyway. What do? They bring in Carlos Beltran. And look, Beltran's hitting, man. And he was playing right field at almost 40 years of age. I mean, you know, let's not forget that. They weren't able to DH him as much as they wanted to just because of the fact that they had so many DHs on the roster. That they weren't able to do much of anything. Now, they're going to have to rarely put him in the field, and he can just flat out hit. Beltran will be able to hit when he's 50. So as the Astros are breathing down their necks, they made really the two deals that they needed to make to perhaps keep the Astros off their back. But when you think about what they were able to do, they being the Rangers, they didn't get rid of Profar. They didn't get rid of Mazzara. And they didn't get rid of Joey Gallo. And, you know, these are guys that are already, if not producing on a major league level, have already gotten a taste. So, pretty good, you know, all the way around. And whether or not it will be enough to hold off the Astros remains to be seen. Now, the Astros were kind of the losers, or one of them perceived, because they weren't able to make any deals. You know, we'll get to them in a little bit. But their young core and the fact that they're playing such good baseball right now, you know, it forced the hand of the Texas Rangers. It forced them into making a move. It forced them into these veteran decisions. But again, they gave up the one high-end prospect, deal with Milwaukee. They gave up some prospects. They didn't have to bankrupt it, though. And it shouldn't end up paying off for them. You know, another winner in, you know, West Coast, we're on so early out there, we don't really get West Coast guys, and it's difficult to talk about sometimes. But the reality is Dodgers did real well. And they've got a lot of guys that are hurting. Their pitching staff is racked up right now. They don't know when and if their superstar is coming back. So they didn't knee jerk, and they got, you know, look, it's are they stars where you're going to go, wow, they just solved it? No, but they addressed their need. Rich Hill coming to the team, and Josh Reddick, who, you know, is legit. And he's a guy, he just flies under the radar, but the guy produces all the time. You know, and when you add that to the mix of their outfield, I mean, Ethier's hurt. They got Kendrick out there. And, you know, I feel better than Kendrick does at this point in time. Scott Van Slyke, Enrique Hernandez, Puig's going down to AAA. They got a storm brewing out there with him. Who knows what's going to happen with that? You know, and you talk about guys that, you know, either fit into the mix or don't fit into the mix. Think about that. Just a couple of years ago, Yasiel Puig was going to be the biggest thing in baseball. He was going to be a super, super star, and still may be. He had it all. The cannon arm, ability to field, huge guy, hit for power, hit for average, run the bases like lightning, still has all the tools. But boy, oh boy, welcome to the major leagues. You know, throw him a hook. Why hasn't somebody signed this guy? Oh, yeah. You know, he hasn't been able to readjust after Major League Baseball adjusted to him. He can still field. He can still run. Still has a cannon arm. Can't hit anymore. Certainly can't hit for power. He's going to have to figure out how to do it again. And they're going to send him down to Albuquerque, and he's going to relearn his trade the Dodger way. And you know, when you think about that, this is something that Mattingly wanted to do last year when he was running this team. They wanted him gone. And there was nobody in Major League Baseball that was willing to take this guy on for two reasons. He doesn't look like he has the ability to adjust with all that skill that he has. And he's a head case. And no team is going to bring a head case into their locker room. It's just not going to happen. It's, you know, it's different than, in a lot of instances, it's different in baseball than it is in most other sports. You think about the NBA, you think about the NFL. There are certain players that get reps as being either bad guys or their skill set hasn't quite translated into what they're doing You know, in the NFL, it's usually a wide receiver or a quarterback, you know, with the skill set, and they just can't figure it out yet. And there's always a coach that's, you know, I'm going to fix this guy. I'm going to fix him. He's going to be our guy for the foreseeable future. And, boy, look how smart I'm going to be. You know, certainly happens all the time in basketball. And what usually happens with these guys is they usually don't get it done. And it ends up costing said manager or said GM their job. Well, in baseball, there's less of that. You know, there are certain instances where it plays out that way. You know, a good example of that was Beltre when he went from the Dodgers to the Texas Rangers. You know, it took him a long time to figure it out, and he was a young star with the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, when he signed with Texas, they were, yeah, okay, great. And he's going to the Hall of Fame. But he had to figure it out. Puig is, you know, he's at that crossroads right now. His career is either going to continue or it ain't going to continue. And, you know, on an elite level. He's made money. They, you know, they gave him the big bonus coming out of Cuba, and, you know, it's all well and good. He'll have his money. He'll have a good life in America unless he screws it up. But this step to the minor leagues is a big step, not just in attitude, but it's in baseball attitude. It's in approach to the game. It's how he goes about doing his business. You know, baseball players a lot of times are like wild stallions. You have to break them a little bit, but you don't want to break them to the point where they can't or won't perform on the level that they're capable of. And Puig is one of those guys. You know, he was wearing Major League Baseball just disciplined him not too long ago for having spikes that was honoring Vin Scully, who's stepping out of the booth after this year. And we'll get to that towards the end of the season. But, you know, you think about that. And they gave him a hard time. They made him change the spikes. That was something where you were saying to yourself, all right, he gets it. You know, I mean, MLB, you know, like all our other offices are stick-in-the-muds. They need to do what they feel like doing. But, you know, a guy like Vin Scully, at least Puig gave the appreciation of knowing that a guy like Scully was in the booth. And he recognized how valuable Scully has been to the franchise after all these years. You know, they disciplined him for that. But on the other side of the coin, he's a pain in the ass in the clubhouse. And I got issues as far as that goes because he can't adjust. We'll finish it up right there on the other side for this hour of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
I didn't realize Jerry was still in the studio. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY as we wrap up hour one of the Attack. We got a big hour two in store, too. Bob Nightingale is going to join us from USA Today. But, you know, I pulled up Puig's stats, and here he is. He's 25 years of age, theoretically, with a career average of .288 with 53 home runs, 183 RBIs. Not bad. This season, .260 with 7 home runs and 34 RBIs. You know, pedestrian. OBP of .320. Doesn't get on base. Doesn't have any patience. And you take it all the way back to 2013. Limited sample, 104 games, .319 average, 11 stolen bases, 97 strikeouts in 104 games. So, you know, it's a lot. 19 home runs, 42 RBIs. 2014 was the full season. 148 games played, 558 at-bats. He had 16 home runs and 69 RBIs with a .296 average. You know, you could see where it was so raw because he was all of 22 years old at that point, 23 years old. But you could see where the potential was. But from there, 79 games last year, 38 RBIs. And in 81 games this year, 34 RBIs. It's just not enough. Not for the amount of talent that is there. So they're going to send him down to Albuquerque. Gonna work on his game. They told him not to show up because they were sending him down. He didn't go into histrionics. Didn't go crazy. He followed the team's wishes. And at 25 years of age, there's still potential there. So go down, take your medicine, and then when they call you back up, be ready to hit the ground running. That's it for hour one of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to come back with a lot more baseball in hour two. There's other stories we'll get to later in the week, but it's all about baseball today. I'm Bob Black. Stay tuned.